May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 405. Twixt Jesus and the chosen race subsists a bond of sovereign grace, that hell with its infernal train shall ne'er dissolve nor rend in twain. Hymn 405.
Thank you. Shri, together from the Word of God, from Psalm 90, and a few verses from Psalm 103. First reading from Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. We'll leave the readings there, ask for the Lord's blessing upon them, and add our amen to them. and may help us in prayer. O Lord, once more we come before Thee, bow our unworthy heads before Thee at the throne of grace. But we thank Thee, Lord, at the poor and the needy of Thy people. Lord, Thou dost welcome them to the throne of grace, the place of mercy, the throne of mercy. And Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt be pleased to look down upon us in Thy mercy this evening. Look down upon each one of us in Thy mercy, Lord. We all need it, Lord. For if we do not come into Thy mercy, Lord, it will be very solemn for us. So be pleased, Lord, to come to every one of us, both the elder and the youngest before us, Lord. We do pray, Lord, look down upon each one of us. We have come to Thy house of prayer, Lord, and Thou knowest our hearts, Lord, and Thou knowest the things that we have come to Thy house with, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt appear unto each one of us. Be prayer hearing and prayer answering, Lord. Remove any indifference and carelessness from our spirit, Lord, in respect of seeking that worship of Thy name and that salvation in the Lord Jesus. O Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt come in Thy almighty grace and abound over all our sins and iniquities, we pray Thee. May we know Thy pardoning love and mercy that flows through that sin-atoning blood at Calvary. Each one of us, Lord, we pray Thee. And we do pray, Lord, that we may be those that should be favoured this evening hour, favoured with Thy presence, Lord, favoured with Thy grace, favoured with Thy word, Lord, and favoured, Lord, with Thy promises, and favoured, Lord, with Thy help, Lord. We need Thy help, Lord. We all need Thy help, Lord. We need that help of Thy Spirit, Lord, to lift up our hearts toward Thee, and that Thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to reveal and manifest Thyself to each one of us through Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, and grant, Lord, a good time, a hearing time, Lord, before Thee, and a time, Lord, perhaps to be awakened to our great need of Thee, Lord. Oh, do come, Lord, we pray Thee, in the midst of us here, in this little spot, Lord, where the witness of Thy gospel is preached and proclaimed, and where Thou hast been pleased, Lord, to bear testimony, Lord, of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heart and souls of sinners, the witness of a suffering Christ upon the cross in their poor hearts, Lord. Oh, we need that witness there, Lord. That witness will bear us up, support and strengthen us all our journey through, for no devil can remove it from us, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that Thou wilt then come to each one of us and cause, Lord, our souls to rejoice in Thee, Lord, once more this evening, our Lord. Oh, we do want to rejoice in Thy salvation. We do want to lift Thee up and praise and bless Thee, Lord. Give Thee the glory which is due to Thy name for all Thy dealings with us, Lord. Dealings in providence and dealings in grace, Lord. Oh, be pleased, Lord, to help us, Lord, to draw near to Thee and to give glory to Thy name. O Lord, Thou art ever with Thy people. Thou art a covenant God to them, and Lord, ever near to them, and ever ready to hear their prayers and their petitions that are offered up to Thee. Thou art a God who is nigh unto Thy people, Lord, and a God whose love is always upon and towards them. We may not always feel it, Lord, but Thou art unchangeable in Thy love, Lord. Thou art that one, Lord, indeed, who has shown Thy love in such a precious way to us, in and through a suffering Christ upon the cross at Calvary, and that love Lord, has been shown to sinners for many, many generations of time, and many sinners in this house here before thee, Lord, have known that love of God in Christ, the suffering Christ, the room and place of sinners, and we pray that everyone in this house may come into the blessing of it, Lord. Salvation unto sinners, the unworthy ones, those found dead in trespasses and in sins, those who are the enemies of God, those who are the ungodly in the land, those indeed who spent their lives in vanity, and yet those saved and redeemed through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, the wonderment of grace, the wonderment of that great change, Lord, that thou art able to perform in the souls of poor sinners, is our great mercy. Lord, help us then to seek thee and to turn to thee at this time. Wait upon thee, Lord, for all our needs, temporal and spiritual, Lord. Be with us, Lord, in our daily lives, Lord. Be with us in all our goings forth, we pray thee. May we feel thy presence with us, Lord, and be with us, Lord, in our labours, Lord, in the proper lawful things for us to do, Lord. Be with us in every part and aspect of our lives, Lord. Never, Lord, let there be a time, Lord, and a season, Lord, when we shall not experience the blessedness of thy presence with us, Lord. For we need thee. We need thee day by day and moment by moment. Be pleased, Lord, to show thyself to us. Keep us and preserve us in thy love and fear. Teach us daily our need of thee. Show to us, Lord, the throne of grace, Lord, where thou art ready to show mercy. Lord, hear us in our prayers and our petitions, and help us to commit everything that concerns us into thine ever merciful hands, Lord. Oh, thou hast, Lord, spoken such wondrous truths to us, Lord, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Lord, help us so to do, Lord. Every care, every concern, every need, Lord, help us, Lord, to lay everything at thy feet that concerns us, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou art ready to come and appear for thy people. And Lord, it will be the poor ones and the weak ones and the helpless ones and the needy ones, Lord, that will leave everything at thy feet, because they cannot do anything for themselves, Lord. Oh, they know their own weakness and their own insufficiency, and thou art their only help and need, O Lord, here below. Lord, help us then to look up, to look up to thee, to wait upon thee, Lord. Grant that patient waiting. And, O Lord, we pray thee, come to our needs, and we beg of it, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, for thy presence again, the sanctuary of thy house, this evening, our Lord. We need thee in the midst of us, Lord. Thy servant needs thee, Lord, that he might be helped, Lord, to speak something in thy name, Lord, some word in season. Lead him and direct him into thy truth, we pray thee, and be our help. And we do pray, Lord, we've found, Lord, this nation of ours, we have done wickedly against thee, Lord. Oh, we have sinned and offended against thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're those that blaspheme thy name. We've turned our back upon thee, Lord. We're those, Lord, that have blasphemed thy word, Lord. And, Lord, gone, as it were, in our own way. And Lord, we pray, come to us. We know thy judgments are in the land, Lord. And we're deserving of them, Lord, as we've been shown, Lord, what thou hast, Lord, done, the pestilences and the plagues, the wars, and Lord, the droughts, and yes, the fires and the burnings, Lord. Oh, so many things, Lord, that have come. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come to us as a nation, Lord. We're in that change again, Lord. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to rule and to overrule and put those in office, Lord, that shall work honestly, Lord, in the land and over the people. Put them in government, Lord. And, Lord, use them in thy hand, Lord. May there be more respect brought into this land, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, respect not only amongst the people towards each other, but may the hearts of many be turned unto thee, Lord, and to reverence thy name, and to honour thee, Lord. Lord, thou art able to do it, Lord. Nothing is impossible with thee. Be pleased, Lord, to put thy fear into the hearts that those that shall lead us and have government over us. O Lord, hear us in our prayers and petitions. Grant, Lord, in all this judgment that has come upon us, grant a little reviving, Lord. Oh, may we see the gospel shine forth, Lord, through all the darkness that is in the land, we pray thee. Oh, that thou wouldest, Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, and in the midst of the years make known, and in wrath remember mercy. Shine into the hearts of sinners, Lord. Remove all the darkness and ignorance from them, Lord, from man upon the earth. May we, Lord, be those that shall be blessed, Lord. Turned again unto thee, turn us and we shall be turned. And Lord, another prayer, Lord, save us and we shall be saved. Heal us and we shall be healed. Lord, come in thy almighty sovereign grace. And Lord, that we may see, Lord, this nation of ours again, blessed, Lord, with righteousness. And that, Lord, thou wouldest come and rule and reign in the midst. And that, Lord, we may see a reviving in respect, Lord, of thy gospel enlightening sinners. O Lord, be pleased to hear us in our prayers and petitions, we pray thee. And particularly, Lord, work amongst those that gather with us, the Lord, in like manner, and worship at thy feet. And everyone, Lord, that worship of have come to thy feet this day, Lord. Be pleased, Lord, to work graciously in their hearts, Lord, that they might know that grace, that redeeming love and blood of Jesus to save and to redeem sinners. Hear us in our prayers and petitions, we pray thee. We think of our children and our children's children. We think, Lord, of those near and dear to us. We think, Lord, of those that gather with us, Lord, and we're acquainted with, Lord, and thou knowest how that we bear them up before thee, Lord, and pray over them. O Lord, hear us in our prayers and our petitions, Lord, that none, Lord, shall be left out of the secret of thy dying love for sinners. We pray thee, Lord, be pleased to hear us, Lord. O look down upon us in thy rich mercy, Lord. And come to our help, Lord, we pray thee. Be with those unable to attend this evening, our Lord. Come to each and every one, Lord, where they are. And those, Lord, that listen, Lord, in the Zoom services, we pray, Lord, draw near to them, Lord. And pray, Lord, that they might know thee also in thy rich mercy shown to sinners at Calvary, in a precious Christ suffering in their room instead. Oh, that they could indeed say that it was for me, for my soul. Oh, Lord, real religion is so personal. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come then to each and every one, that they might know thy saving grace. Lord, we turn to thee once more. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to draw near to us, and thy servant, Lord, show him what to say and speak this evening, our Lord. And we do pray, Lord, be his teacher through the Spirit, and pray that thou wilt reveal thyself to each of thy people here, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that they may be able to take a portion from this thy house, Lord, that shall dwell upon their hearts, that may trouble them, Lord, afflict them, but it will be a mercy if it does, Lord, to show them their great need as sinners. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then, come to each one of us. Be pleased to subdue all sin, and let not sin have dominion over us, but where sin abounds, that thy grace might much more abound. And we ask these mercies in and through an all-precious Christ, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 962. Come, dearest Lord, and melt my heart, thy animating power impart, blessed source of life divine. Jesus, thy love alone can give the will to rise, the power to live, for every grace is thine. 962.
Seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to Psalm 90 and reading from verses 14 and 15. Reading from Psalm 90, verses 14 and 15. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. I do pray that the Lord will give me something to say in respect to these words. I hadn't intended to bring them before you this evening hour, but I'm trusting the Lord will lead me into the truth of them. They came upon my spirit this morning. Don't think I've ever heard a sermon or read a sermon in respect of these words. Can I come before the Lord with that little prayer meant so much to that Syrophoenician woman? Lord, help me. But we all need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's help not only to speak his word through his spirit, that it might become a word seasonable to the souls of those that hear, but we need the spirit of the Lord to apply them also. So we all need the help of the Lord. It is a psalm of Moses. Some solemn truths that are found in this psalm. It shows to us the shortness and the brevity of our days here below. The shortness of life. And really, our days are but a few upon the earth. And when we consider eternity that is before us, we must always consider that eternity is before us. May it also be always that shall bring us to seek the Lord, to know where we're going to spend that eternity. Oh, we do want the Lord to begin with us. If he doesn't begin with us, dear friends, it will be very solemn indeed. Very solemn indeed. We want the Lord to begin with us. I didn't begin with the Lord. He began with me. What a mercy, he came and stopped me. And he will come to every one of his poor people whom he gave to Jesus in covenant to be their mediator, to redeem them, to bring them unto God the Father. God, dear friends, is the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort. And there is mercy in this chapter, dear friends. Those that are brought to know and to realize the brevity and the shortness of their days here below, what a mercy if they are found in the words of our text here. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Our God is the God of all mercies. And this word really and truly means that he is the God of all grace, and he is the God of loving kindness. And really his loving kindness is the foundation, blessing, where he will show us his mercy. It springs out of his love. And oh, we want to know something about that. We do want to know something about that. Why? God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, dear friends, shall we begin to really understand this mercy, this rich mercy of our God. It springs out of his love. Love is the foundation of our salvation. He loved his people with an everlasting love before time began. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us. And so, dear friends, this word mercy in the words of our text, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. It is that mercy that springs out of his love. Love is the foundation truth of our salvation. It began in love. And God, he can show and reveal his mercy to his people. And his mercy is that we want to know and experience in our lives here below, because that mercy is in the person of his dearly beloved Son. That is where our God does show all his mercy. It's a very gracious attribute of our God, one of the perfections of his nature, to reveal and to manifest his mercy to sinners. And we may be brought, dear friends, and made conscious of the shortness and the brevity of our lives here below. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sheep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. And then truth indeed so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Well, this wisdom is shown to us. Make us glad according. O satisfy us early with thy mercy. We may see this word first in the beginning. When our first parents fell, well, it was Eve that first transgressed, wasn't it? And then she gave to Adam, and they partook and ate of the forbidden fruit. And the Lord said that the day that they eat that fruit, that they should die. And the subtle serpent, even Satan, said that they would not die, but they died. They were estranged from God. They became enemies to God. And the solemn truth, that they were those now dwelt in darkness. They were dead. No spiritual life in them. That love and happiness and that time in the Garden of Eden where they walked with their God and communed with him and spake with him, were blessed by him, favoured by him, all gone, dear friends. However, can it again be restored? Well, the moment that they fell, it does seem almost immediately to me that mercy came forth. The seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. The Lord Jesus Christ. Mercy sprang forth out of Eden's garden. Mercy which will bring a way of recovery. A way of sinners back to God the Father. Remembering that he loved a people from everlasting. And they were a people, dear friends, elect and chosen and given to Jesus, before time began. They were given to Jesus, chosen through him. And dear friends, it's set forth in covenant, in the covenant of grace, the sure mercies of David. David's greatest son, the Lord Jesus Christ, should be that one who should appear and to show mercy to sinners. It was in the faith of Abel that he saw and beheld the wondrous sacrifice that was made and the skins that clothed our first parents again. He saw and beheld the wondrous truth of one that should come. His faith was fixed upon the blessing of it. And his faith, dear friends, was also upon the promise of the seed of the woman, of him that should come. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. God approved of his sacrifice. It pointed to Christ. It pointed to redeeming love and blood. It pointed to salvation. That was what Adam needed. It testified of it. What a mercy then. And then we have another truth given to Abraham, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. This was the mercy that should come. And it is that mercy that did come. And the Zacharias bore testimony to that truth in respect of the mercy that should come forth by and through from the fathers, namely Abraham. Just go to the truth of it. And to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Jesus came. His incarnation into this world, here is the mercy of our God. He sent his dearly beloved Son into this world, but he sent him just where his people were. And they were dead in trespasses and in sins. But oh, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. That was the promise, that was the mercy. And to remember his holy covenant. Well, here is the wonderful truth, that the Lord Jesus should appear. And he came in his incarnation, and he showed mercy, dear friends, upon this earth. He came to show mercy. And we may just show one or two portions in respect of the mercy that the Lord Jesus Christ showed. He came to show that mercy. And in this way, in our nature, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. Well, he did become indeed a merciful and a faithful high priest. He came and showed mercy. And first, that mercy was shown in the giving of his own life. We'll never see such great mercy shown and revealed. It's the most unique blessing that anyone could come into the experience of, really, to know this mercy of our God in Jesus, in a suffering Christ upon the cross at Calvary. Mercy. It was that mercy that Jesus was going to show. And as was written, that he should destroy all our enemies. And Jesus came and did that upon the cross at Calvary. Every last enemy. You know, we were sinners, dear friends. We were under the just justice of a God, a divine, pure, perfect God, holy God, who cannot look upon any sin with any degree of allowance at all. But that wrath of God, through the mercy that was shown through Jesus, was turned away from us. Jesus did bear it all. What was due to us, he did bear in his own body upon the cross. And then also, the truth, we were due to a never-ending eternity in hell and damnation. And Jesus suffered the likeness of that hell so that his dear people should never see it and come into the experience of it. We don't know what it is, do we? To be found, as it were, in hell. Many thousands and millions have gone forth to that place. But, dear friends, we do not know. And I say this, it's the greatest deliverance. Here is the mercy shown through Jesus. He suffered the likeness of that hell that belonged to us in his sufferings, in his hanging upon the tree, in the awful agonies that he passed through. And dear friends, there was a man suffering a lingering death, a crucifying death, and hardly recognizable upon the cross, his visage more marred than any man's. And we can see this distorted form upon the cross. We can see by a faith, all his bones out of joint. But we can see in a precious Christ his love and mercy that he should show to sinners. And if we're seeking him and desire, dear friends, to know him, to be our salvation, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. Early, dear friends, not late. Now, today, early is thine an urgent, pressing case? Is it a needful case? Dear friends, it will be a mercy to turn unto him. And all the enemies, the world, flesh, sin, death, hell and the grave, he overcame, conquered, gave the church the victory at Calvary, that not one last enemy should remain to contend against them. Jesus conquered and overcame them all when he cried, "It is finished." And here is the mercy that belongs to sinners. And what a mercy it is. There is a choice. I go and show you a choice. And our God is sovereign. He is sovereign in his choice of his chosen people. He knows them from the beginning, their names were recorded in heaven. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy? Oh, dear friends, have we got an interest in this word? The vessels of mercy. Dear friends, all the Lord's people are vessels of mercy. The Lord said of Saul of Tarsus, he is a chosen vessel unto me. Why, that wretched man going forth, dear friends, like a wild wolf on that Damascus road, ready to persecute the church and hale them to prison. The devil was in the man, but he was brought down in a moment. He found mercy in a moment. Sovereign grace. Did that man ever deserve it? No. Look at his wretched life, dear friends. He found mercy. And this was the truth in respect of him. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. He found mercy early. We want to find mercy early, dear friends. And I pray that the Lord will not leave you to go on and on and on, careless and indifferent in respect of this mercy. It is to be found. It is to be sought for and inquired after. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added unto you. Everything else, you see, everything else is of a minor importance, isn't it? Our souls, our never-dying immortal souls, may the Spirit of the Lord bring us, dear friends, into that realization of our great need of this mercy, to plead it as the publican did plead with this, for this mercy. He pleaded for this mercy because the Spirit of the Lord had brought him to labor under sin. What a mercy it is to have that sin revealed, and that it is not left hidden, dear friends, within us. But the Lord will be pleased through his Spirit to bring it to the light of conscience, and that he may bring us to feel after this mercy. And dear friends, if you look and keep looking to see how bad you are, dear friends, see the riches of this grace that should save sinners. It overcame all the sin and the evil and the wickedness that was in us. I just thought of Psalm 103 that we have read together. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And that fear, through the Holy Spirit, will begin with that work of grace in the soul. We will begin to reverence the Lord. We begin to honour him in that work begun. That is that fear of the Lord working in us, showing to us the evil of our hearts by nature, but revealing a precious Christ upon the cross at Calvary. So that publican's cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, to be brought to the knowledge of it, that we're sinners before a holy and a righteous God. But there is mercy to fill the breach, dear friends. It's through a suffering Christ upon the cross at Calvary. Mercy is found there. And that was the plea of the publican. And he found that mercy. He went to his house justified. He was whole and complete through a precious Christ. His sins were pardoned and forgiven. The precious atoning blood of Christ healed and restored him. It was applied by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was blessed to his conscience, dear friends. His guilt the dear friends, was removed from him, and life spiritual imparted to his soul, and he was reconciled unto the Father of mercies. O, satisfy us early with thy mercy. We do need this mercy then, dear friends, by way of salvation. They're the sure mercies of David, and they are sure. What Christ came to do for sinners at Calvary's tree is done forever. They're sure mercies. It's a sure foundation that Jesus has laid through his cross at Calvary. There's no greater blessing than that foundation that Jesus has laid for sinners. It is a foundation, dear friends, where he will raise up the church through his cross. He will bring sinners, dear friends, into the kingdom of his dearly beloved Son through his cross. And this foundation is preached today. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the foundation that is laid for guilty sinners. O, satisfy us early with thy mercy. And dear friends, we live upon his mercy following that, don't we? We live upon his mercy. But I just wanted to, that he is a faithful high priest, dear friends, and there was just two thoughts that I just sort of marked up, which I believe is two important truths for us. I know that we may need his mercy in many respects of it. But blind Bartimaeus came to Jesus when he knew that Jesus was passing. He cried and said, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And you know, his case was urgent, needful. He was blind. A wretched life that he lived. He was a beggar, really, at the wayside. But when he heard of Jesus, oh, dear friends, he cried. He cried. Think of the children of Israel. We have Moses here. He was raised up to be a servant of the Lord. He was raised up to bring the children of Israel out of the Egyptian bondage. And we may think of Egypt being the world, and then Pharaoh, obviously many times as a type of Satan. But dear friends, the children of Israel, they were under bondage. They were under the slavery of Satan, Pharaoh, and the taskmasters. And they cried to the Lord. It was mercy they wanted. They wanted the Lord to appear for them. Well, dear friends, isn't it true that we're in the world today? Egypt is a type of the world, and Pharaoh a type of Satan. And we're in bondage, dear friends, unless this mercy comes to us. And this is the cry. This is the cry. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he cried, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, what a prayer it is, dear friends. And then again he cried, "So much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." An urgent, pressing case. He was blind. And dear friends, we need the Lord to open our eyes. It's the first work of grace, isn't it, to have our eyes opened, to see our state and condition by nature and where we stand before a holy and a righteous God, condemned. Condemned by our very nature and our very birth into this world. Condemned. God, be merciful to me, And what a mercy it is to have our eyes opened, to see our sinfulness by nature, that it may be brought to the light of conscience through the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord showed mercy to him. Thy faith hath saved thee. And then I thought of those lepers, 10 lepers. They cried for mercy, every one of them. But there was one returned. There was one returned to praise and bless God. And he cried with a loud voice, dear friends, praised and blessed God that the Lord had come to him and that leprosy had gone from him. And leprosy, as it was indeed a corruption of the flesh, so, dear friends, sin is a corruption of our souls. Make no mistake about that. But, dear friends, are we crying for mercy? They said, Master, have mercy on us. And one returned. He realized that great mercy. The Lord had brought his leprosy to flee from him. And it is through Jesus and Jesus alone that can bring the leprosy of sin to depart from us. And it must be forever. It doesn't mean that we won't feel sin. Latterly we will. But such was the sacrifice and offering of Jesus. The soul must be completely healed. Must be completely restored, whole and complete, through the blood and righteousness of Jesus. And he was bidden, thy faith hath made thee whole. Dear friends, only Jesus can do it. And he is a faithful and merciful high priest to do it for his people today. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. And we experience the mercy of our Lord. And it will be a mercy day by day. And when it says early, you know, it may have reference to our morning sacrifice. And isn't it the early morning sacrifice that we ask the Lord to appear for us? It is here that we want to know the cleansing flood of his precious blood to heal us, to restore us, to put away all our sin and defilement. Oh, to begin the day, dear friends, to know the sweetness of pardon and peace in our souls is a great mercy. Oh, to come each day, dear friends, to the foot of the cross and to behold that mercy put away in Christ. Oh, this, dear friends, is our mercy today. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. And another thing as well, dear friends, when we're brought to sin and to offend against him, as we may do even during the day, it is he that healeth, dear friends, our infirmities and our sins and iniquities. For who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And we will be fleeing to our advocate, the Lord Jesus. That is where Paul went, the man with such grace in his heart. Dear friends, a man that truly feared God, but he suffered the body of death. And when, dear friends, we feel the effects of that sin upon us, oh, this is the truth, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, early. We cannot rest, dear friends. The poor newborn soul cannot rest with sin laid upon his conscience. We have to flee to our advocate, Jesus. There is the mercy found for the guilt of defilement upon us. But I have said that this mercy is the loving kindness and the grace of our God. And he will pardon. And he will forgive. I've known it. And many here have also known the truth of it. I know that it may be a little while betimes that the Lord may come. But when, dear friends, we will be crying, when we feel such guilt of sin upon our consciences, the evil of our hearts, because that is what Paul felt when he would do good. Evil was present with him, and he hated it. And so will we. So will we. A newborn soul will hate sin. It will be abhorrent to that soul. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. Oh, dear friends, this mercy belongs to us. Then his mercies are new every morning. We experience them through a day. And dear friends, we will never be able to reckon up in any order his mercies that we enjoy. But we are under his constant mercy, his loving kindness and his care towards us. He's always near to us. He's always present with his people. This is our mercy today. He's so watchful over his poor people. He knows that they cannot keep themselves. And so his mercy is always upon and towards them. His loving kindness towards them. His grace towards them. Oh, these are those elect vessels of mercy. Oh, it isn't anything that they've deserved, dear friends, but it's the free love and favour of our God to sinful men and women. This is the mercy. And then, dear friends, what is the blessing of this mercy? We're journeying, and as I said, our number of the days, dear friends, 70 years and 10, maybe 80 years. It's so few. And we don't know whether we shall even reach those. Have we got this mercy? Because in this mercy, we want a little hope in our souls and for ourselves. I thought of this word here. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. In what day, dear friends? Is it the day when the Lord will be pleased to take us from this earthly scene? Or is it in that day when he will appear the second time without sin unto salvation? We want the mercy on both occasions. He's coming again. And dear friends, we want to know this mercy in that day, that the Lord will come again. It's mercy that belongs to his people. It's the hope and the expectation that we have in that day when he will appear and gather his people to himself, that they shall be raised up from the graves, and those that are upon the earth, they will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal will put on immortality. This corruption will put on incorruption. Dear friends, I go to another word. May we be continuing. And it's in Jude. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, praying over it, seeking it, because we want it to be our portion forever. Dear friends, if Jesus came to save us and to redeem us unto himself, don't we want to be with him? Don't the two go together? Surely they do. Looking for that mercy. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. And dear friends, there is mercy found in the sanctuary of the Lord's house. Mercy found here. The mercies of the sanctuary. And dear friends, I beg that you may seek after them. It is that salvation in Jesus. Mercies of a God in covenant with his people. And when it says, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. This being glad and to rejoice means to say that we will rejoice, dear friends. We will rejoice in that salvation that is in Jesus. Oh, to rejoice in Jesus. To rejoice in the blessing of salvation, the favours of a God in covenant with his people. That God who has drawn nigh to us through the blood of Jesus. It was a costly price, dear friends. What a mercy then to rejoice and be glad all our days. All our days. Can we rejoice then in this mercy? Thy mercy, O God, is a theme of my song, the joy of my heart, the boast of my tongue. Thy free grace alone, from the first to the last, hath won my affections and bound my soul fast. Fast to Jesus, mercy found. Rejoicing in it, being glad in it. It means like a double portion of this gladness means rejoicing, that we may rejoice and rejoice all our days. They've put glad in. But glad means to rejoice. And we may observe the words of the Lord Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always, and I say again, rejoice. I don't think that I have time just to speak from the further words of our text. I didn't know what I was going to say about this word, dear friends. Now time really has gone. I want to follow with the Lord's ordinance and remember the mercy that came to us and thank him for it. But dear friends, it is a good word. It is the mercy of our God in the person of Jesus, and it must mean so much to us. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Think of it, dear friends. All our days. The number of the days that the Lord will give to us here upon the earth to be glad in this mercy. We may not always be in the experience of it and the blessing of it, but it's been done and accomplished in us, and that cannot be taken away. Cannot. It's just that we don't feel it. But it's there. Once an elect vessel of mercy, always an elect vessel of mercy. It's an elect vessel of mercy is one that is under the grace and loving kindness of God, and that cannot be taken away from the soul of a poor sinner. We may not be in the experience of it, but dear friends, the Lord, he will bring us into revivings of it. They will never, dear friends, forsake the work of his own hands. He never can. He loved thee so dearly that he gave his dearly beloved Son for thee, and that can never alter. Here is that mercy that is found for poor guilty sinners. It is what God has done in Christ, and it's been done at Calvary, and it cannot be changed or altered. And it is our mercy to be a coming sinner and to plead our cause with him. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett, who is also expected to preach on Friday evening. And Mr. Jabez Rupp is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 856. 856. We sing thy praise, exalted Lamb, who sits upon thy throne. 10,000 blessings on thy name, who worthy art alone. Hymn 856.
we do pray that thou wilt own and bless the services of thy house this day to the glory of thy name. Pardon and forgive everything that we may have thought, said or done amiss. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in each and every untrodden step of the way. Please to draw near to us as we seek to remember thee, suffering in our room and place at Calvary. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.